Everybody loves Gasparilla, everybody loves beads, but we don't love the beads when they get in the bay. So, how about if we help you out maybe with a little incentive to get those beads and take them to the Florida Aquarium? Melissa Dew, the volunteer program manager at the Florida Aquarium, is joining us. And Melissa, we've done this, this isn't the first time this has been done, but boy, just trying to get the word out about how bad those beads are for our bay, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. The beads, like any type of plastic or debris that gets into the bay or any type of waterway, is really harmful for wildlife. They either will mistake it for food and ingest it, or sometimes get entangled in it. And so keeping beads and all kinds of other type of debris out of the bay really is the best for the ecosystem and Tampa Bay.
Has it ever gotten to a point where they've told, for Gasparilla, for instance, that no more beads, it's just gotten too bad? That's never going to happen, though, is it?
I don't know if that's ever going to happen, as long as people continue to act responsibly.
Right.
Getting any type of plastic or anything that's thrown directly into the waterways is not a good idea. And it's also illegal. So making sure that beads stay on land, stay around our necks, is the best thing that we can do.
Now, once the beads are collected, once everything is over, what's the best way to dispose of those beads?
To dispose of them is actually to recycle them. And so there's multiple locations that you can drop them off around the Bay Area. The Florida Aquarium is one of them. We extend a 50% discount off a general admission ticket for every 5-gallon bucket that comes to the aquarium. It's really great because we take them to the McDonald Training Center. This is another nonprofit organization. They help adults with disabilities prepare for the workforce. They actually sanitize and repackage these beads and then put them out for future events.
That's really neat. I guess most people don't think about recycling those beads, but why not? Because, as you've said, when they get in the water, they don't break down all the way, so let's get some more use out of them.
Yep, completely.
And I know that the Florida Aquarium is also offering a little bit of an incentive for bringing the beads in. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so definitely. If people have a bucket of beads, they can bring it to the Florida Aquarium through February 12th, and they will get half off their admission to the Florida Aquarium for that day.
I think that they're doing the right thing and they're getting a break. So all in all, I think everyone's a winner here.
It is. And especially our marine life and our waterways.
And for someone that has not been to the Florida Aquarium, one or two people out there that haven't and they want to bring the beads over, what time will you be accepting them?
We accept them during operating hours, which are 9:30 to 5 p.m. daily, every day of the week.
Making it easy for them and keeping the beads out of the bay. Melissa, thank you so much for your time. We'll see you soon at the aquarium.
Thanks so much, Ann. Have a great day.